Hey, stupid nerds. Download the Boogie Monster with Kyle Kinane and Dave Stone. So you can find out what happened to Frankenstein and the Wolfman and all that fictional stuff that never happened. And don't pay attention to World War II or the American flag or important things.
The Boogie Monster. Podcasting the unknown.
Oh boy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, look at us.
Look at us.
Windstorm down here.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Windy.
It's all going down. 70 degrees in Colorado at the beginning of February.
Really?
I was watching, I think Ben Roy had a video. All these mountain bike dudes. Climate change is going to be is dope until it's not.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be great for like a little window where everything. Oh, it's just like summer everywhere?
Yeah.
Dig it. And then we'll die.
Yeah, probably.
Man, that's windy out there.
I like it, man. I like weather. I know that's a dumb statement, but like.
You like weather?
I like weather.
Weather in general?
Uh-huh.
Sunny, cloudy, rainy, windy?
We don't get enough here. It's just always the same.
No, man, you always get weather. Mm-hmm. Weather is permanent.
We don't get a variety of weather.
No, that's why I live here.
Yeah.
Other varieties suck.
No, don't get me wrong. I love that it's sunny and 72 most of the time. But every now and then, like today coming up, it was like 56 this morning. And that's, to me, that's my sweet spot. Because it's brisk. Not cold, but brisk.
I mean, yeah, I don't mind a little vacation from it, but now I'm here because it's consistent.
Yeah.
I've said it before, but I miss the change in seasons. Go to the fucking mall. They decorate. Oh, it's Easter. There's the bunny. I don't need that anymore.
You don't love a real nice fall day? Like a typical fall day?
Maybe one, but then the idea of what's to come after that is always a bummer.
Hmm.
We have fall days here.
Yeah.
It's the entire month of January and December when it's a little bit cool, and then it's only just going to get warm again, and that's awesome.
Yeah.
Anyway, what's going on? I'm still missing some teeth.
Yeah, what's going on with your teeth?
They're not growing back. I don't know why they're not putting them in.
Okay, so you got all four.
No, I got two taken out.
Okay, do you have to have the other two?
No, not yet. They said if you don't need them at this age.
Okay.
It's weird to be too old for a thing now.
Good. Yeah, that's good.
I'm getting sad about my age, dude.
Why?
Because I'm getting old.
Has that ever bothered you before?
Not really.
But why now?
I don't know.
Like what caused that?
Because there's stuff. I want to do stuff.
Uh-huh.
I want to do stuff, man.
And your age is preventing you from doing
it? It will soon. Yeah. Just like I'm saying. Like, you know, fall means winter's coming.
Yeah.
One creak today means you're stiff, can't get out of bed.
Yeah. I don't know. That's true, man.
I got to readjust my beliefs on ghosts or do what I need to do now.
Mm-hmm.
To make sure I can come back as a ghost, but then you don't get to do the cool shit.
Where's this coming from? Did you have a subpar shredding performance?
No, I just haven't been out in a while because my mouth has been like it's been all sore. Like just the idea of trying to eat solid foods and having that be a ordeal. Like that's what some old people deal with for the rest of your life.
Oh man,
think about that, Dave. You might. What if you just got to eat soft foods?
Oh man, yeah, I have thought about that, and that would suck.
Yeah,
like.
Man.
Soft foods. Like, what am I, just going to eat hummus all the time? Or
The whole week I was eating just soup and noodles. Well, I mean, stuff that tastes good, but I didn't realize the idea of want to chew something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I got pizza Saturday.
Yeah.
I fucked up my whole face. I'm like, I'm doing it. And I was all sore. I was all banged up. That's dumb. Of course, that's the food I'm like, oh, what's the thing I miss the most? Like pizza.
Hmm.
Goddamn cliche.
Yeah, pizza's good, though.
Yeah, man. So I did that, and I made some refried beans.
Yeah.
Got an Instant Pot.
What's the deal with that? What is it? Well, everybody's talking about it, but I should know what it is, but I don't like any shortcuts. So
mostly it's a terrorist weapon that you can make some food in occasionally.
What do you mean a terrorist weapon?
It's just a pressure cooker.
Yeah.
It's the thing that people put out there and fill it full of nails.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
As long as you're not trying to sous vide some
I didn't know people
nuts
did that.
And bolts, you'll be all right.
Hmm. Interesting.
No, I got it. My mom's like, be careful with that. I'm like, it's a fucking crock pot.
Yeah. I don't like crock pots. It just makes everything mushy.
Well, it's the point. refried beans. You don't want hard refried beans.
No, I understand.
I made a bunch of beans and I mushed them up in a pan and refried them. Put them in tortillas because I got to eat soft food.
Did you add anything to it?
Taco seasoning.
Okay.
Man, I'm getting there.
You're trying.
Hey, for going from just buying a thing at a restaurant and bringing it home, like going through a drive-thru window, baby steps. I did make a burrito. I'm like, this tastes just like Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Bean and cheese burrito.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what are you gonna do?
There you go. What else going on, man? You have a good week?
I mean, I was down for the count, man. I was out. I had my teeth out last Monday. I was just kicking around. And then, did some sets. Didn't get to ride. Wasn't supposed to do any exercise.
Oh.
I don't know why.
Wonder why.
It's, I don't know, strenuous teeth. Or just anything. You got to keep the, it's pretty gross. You got to keep the blood clots. And
yeah.
You do have your wisdom teeth or you don't?
I do. Yeah. The dentist's been trying to get me to pull those things for 20 years. And they don't hurt. Nothing bothers me. So I'm like, nah, I'm not doing that.
Well, maybe, yeah. It's because they're coming in.
And plus, I need all the wisdom I can get. Yeah. But yeah, man, they have
bad jokes all around.
They have been trying to, like, every time I go, they're like, you need to get those out. I'm like, I'll wait till they start hurting. And like you said, I feel like I've reached the age now that maybe I'm outside that window. Was yours, whose idea was it to get yours removed? Theirs or your idea?
Mine. I had one coming in all weird. Mm-hmm. It didn't hurt, but it left like a little gap in the back of my mouth and stuff would get in it. And my face would get infected. My whole side of my head would hurt like twice a year. I had fucking my whole head. Mm. And so finally my dentist is like, yeah, just get him taken out.
Huh. I do have a tooth removed. I got, to ever tell you this story, I got my tooth pulled in a double-wide trailer by a quote-unquote dentist.
I mean, I'm not going to naysay just on account of the structure it was in. But yeah. Was it a real dentist?
I mean, he charged me $180. And well, he had like, on a white coat.
Were you in a folding chair? Like, what was going on?
No, I think he had a dentist chair, but it was a double wide trailer. It was in Dahlonega, Georgia.
I was going to say, the chairs, I don't care about the trailer, but if you're just in on some patio furniture, like a chaise lounge that leans back, and he's got a shop light over you, then I'd worry.
Very little anesthetic that I remember. And this dude, like, it was an ordeal. Like, it did feel like shoeing a horse. Like, might as well have been in a barn. Because, like, he was a little wiry guy. He was about 60 years old. Mm-hmm. And he had the pliers. And, like, he was using his full body. Like, he was using his leverage. And, like, he'd, like, do this, like, pull for, like, 2 or 3 minutes. Then he'd stop and, like, wring out his hands. And then he'd pull the other way.
Jesus
and I'm
Christ.
Just, like, just sitting there. And I could just hear the tearing and the grinding. Ah. And I was just like, oh, my God.
That's what I say. They're like, we're going to break it first because it's easier to get it.
Uh-huh. So yeah, that's what he did. Sawed it in half or whatever. Mm. And he let me keep it, though. I kept the, because I needed a root canal. And a root canal was $1,900, and I didn't have insurance. And I said, how much to get it pulled? He said, $180. I said, let's do it. And I kept the tooth. It had a big black hole in it. Pretty gross.
We're losing a lot of listeners.
Right yeah. Now. But yeah, that was quite an ordeal. He was sweating. He had to wipe his brow. Flexing his forearms were getting cramped.
They're your fucking teeth. They're supposed to be in there for your whole life. Of course they're holding on.
Mm-hmm.
You ever look at you see how long a tooth is back there?
Yeah.
How long them things are stuck, bone stuck in bone?
Ugh.
What is that, like this Swedish wood furniture that's made without bolts and it's still sturdy?
Oh, like, what are they, tongue and groove or something? What do they call that?
Something like that. But that's what's going on in your skull. Huh. There's some construction in there. Anyway.
Jeez. Well, I'm sorry you were down.
Hey, man. Just, you got to take a knee for a while to get back up there.
I hear you.
How was your Super Bowl Sunday?
Hey, it was okay.
In your new spot.
Dude.
Dave's in a new spot.
New spot, dude.
Hopefully drama-free.
Drama-free.
Boogie Monsters turned more into a soap opera the last few episodes. So thanks for sticking with us.
Yeah, yeah. No updates there. Good riddance. Fuck off. But yeah, good, moved in this week. Loving it, dude. Just loving it. Just been walking on the beach every morning. Saturday, me and the missus.
Doing barefoot at least?
No. They got
what's
like, not
with you?
On the
what's
beach. They got a concrete running path, like on the beach. Like,
So you that sand, dude.
Yeah, yeah. No, I've been frolicking around.
You're going to be a sandal guy real soon. Crocs, yeah. Baby.
Crocs, yeah.
Giving that Crocs life.
But it's so great, man. I'm literally 4 minutes, 4 minute walk to the beach and straight shot.
And is the Long Beach beach that you cannot enter the water in. So
why is that?
It's a lot of industry. Look. Directly to your right.
No, I see all that. But you said something about recently, like a sewage spill or something.
Yeah, it's all fucked up. Nobody goes in the water.
Yeah, I have noticed not many people in the water.
No.
So.
None of them.
But yeah, man, been walking on the beach every morning. Saturday morning, me and the missus got up. We walked to a farmer's market. And then there's this great diner nearby. We went a little farmer's market action, a little diner, a little breakfast. Walked back, just loving it. Absolutely love two really good Mexican restaurants, like 30 seconds away. I got two different options. Oh man, it's great. Having fun.
Looking forward to the good life, man. Mm-hmm. Hey, congratulations, buddy.
Thanks, man. I met my neighbors. I never meet my neighbors, but I have neighbors now. I've met them all. I live in a, I don't want to give too much away, but not a huge apartment building. Like in the, some apartment buildings,
like a fourplex,
you might have, have 50 neighbors. I got three neighbors, or three sets of neighbors.
No, I got four units in this building.
Yeah, it's set up very similar to this, and got to know them. You know, real nice folks. The upstairs, they got a couple of kids that are running up and down, which I don't mind. They're making just enough noise that it's buying me a little credit if ever my record player is a little too loud.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, hey, come on. You can't complain. I'm listening to your kids, playing playing Smash 'Em Up Derby upstairs.
Arms race you're about to
But yeah, man, just having a good time, dude. Got a washer and dryer. Did I tell you that?
We got never underestimate having one of those in your building.
Dude, I haven't had not in my building, in our apartment.
Your apartment one.
In our apartment. Don't even have to leave the building. Haven't had a washer dryer in my dwelling in 20 years.
Yeah, man. We moved in here and it was about 14 years.
Mm-hmm. It's great.
Yeah, dude. My last place, I did straight. The part of me liked the laundromat because he's like, all right, I'm going to sit, read a book. Like it was a built-in timeout to your day.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So I didn't mind that. Like, oh, well, I have to sit here and read a book.
Yeah.
Whereas you sit... This is stupid. If I sit at home and watch TV, I'm like, yeah, I'm watching TV. But if I sit at home and I'm reading a book, I'm like, what the fuck am I doing today?
That is a funny way to think.
Reading like an idiot?
Fucking
what am I doing?
Loser.
Yeah, I'm just sitting here in quiet reading a book. Who does this?
Oh, man.
Well, hey, congratulations, buddy. I'm glad you're out there doing it.
Dude, yeah, I'm having fun. You know what? Apropos of nothing. You know what I've noticed about Long Beach? I don't know if this is a coincidence or maybe I've never noticed
it. You can't go to the beach.
One of my favorite dishes in the world is a good chicken fried
steak.
Long
Beach clam chowder. It glows when you bite into it.
I love chicken fried steak.
No shit. fucking crack open a real chest of secrets on this episode, Dave.
Oh, God. But you can't. I haven't been able to find it in L.A. I've been out here 8 years now.
Man, it's called Denny's.
I did have it at Denny's, and boy, did it suck. But I haven't really found it in any of like the mom-and-pop diners and stuff. Found it two different places in Long Beach. This one diner, I've been four times in a week.
I know that what you're going to respond, but can you really make... Is there good or bad chicken fried steak?
Of course, dude. It's like anything else. Go to Denny's, you'll have bad chicken fried steak.
Spousal abuse, a piece of pork.
No, it's steak.
Steak?
That's why they call it chicken fried steak.
Nobody would even notice that. Yeah. The way you get a completely slapped around like it didn't do the dishes the right way piece of meat, dropped in some cereal, and then some fucking shoe glue dumped over it. Like, that's... what it's supposed to be. That's what a chicken fried steak. If it's not that, I'd be upset. I'd be angry.
Oh, my God. Shoe glue. Dude, no. When done right, it's one of the best dishes in the world. Oh, it's so good. I make mine with crushed up saltine crackers.
Oh,
it's a good time.
Fucking hick.
It's a fucking good time. It's so good. It's so good. I'm going to make it for you. Well, you can't eat the steak.
I drop pork chop into a box of Fruity Pebbles, then let it sit in my car on a long road trip for 6 to 8 hours. Now, after that, I go and I let what I let happen. I find a real old bottle of WD-40, real old, like. And you just want to be real careful, hit that with a tack. Just, you know, it should be all fizzied out, so you can empty some of that. Get that heated up real nice.
Oh, dude, it's so good. But I haven't really been able to find it here in L.A. other than Denny's, which I had.
Why don't you check that hole left in your mouth when you got a tooth pulled in a double-wide trailer? There might be some left in there.
That night, I got drunk at the old 97 show and just disappeared. About a year ago, I went to Denny's drunk as hell and had the chicken fried steak and was very disappointed. Somewhere on Hollywood Boulevard, the Fonda maybe. It was about a year and a half ago maybe. Anyway,
was that?
I Irish goodbye'd you because I was like I need dinner, and I just drunkenly stumbled over to Denny's.
It's right there,
and it was garbage. But man, this place. Dude, anybody in Long Beach, go to the Park Pantry, cute little diner, yeah. Get chicken fried steak and eggs, give you a little hash browns. Oh, it's a good time. And then there's another little coffee shop right on the beach. I forgot the name of that place, but they got it too. I don't know if it's a Long Beach thing, but boy, did I hit the jackpot. I'm in chicken fried heaven. It's a good time.
Well, you got that whole rockabilly scene down there keeping the values of the 50s alive.
Yeah.
They ain't folding no fucking vegan shit.
No. Nope. But yeah, man. Oh, it's a good time.
One raw Jimmy Dean sausage for breakfast, and I go work on my hot rod.
With my pompadour.
Use that country gravy to slick my hair up real nice. Take my gal out to the Five and Dime.
Oh, man. Yeah, I haven't seen any of the Rockabilly crew yet, but I am going to Alex's bar soon to see some shows, so.
Speaking
of Ben Roy, I believe his band is playing this week or very soon.
Really?
Yeah.
Spells, baby.
Yep, Spells is playing there soon. For all you new metal heads from the early 2000s, Soulfly is playing Friday night. I might go see them. But I got my tickets to see Southern Culture on the Skids. They're playing in June. One of my favorite bands.
Oh, dude, you got World Inferno Friendship Society. They got some fun stuff. You got...
TSOL.
Dracula's. Our buddy Mike Wiebe's playing there Thursday, the 20th. That's Mike Wiebe's new band.
Who's Mike? Do I know Mike?
Mike Wiebe does, he's out of Austin. He's a super cool guy and does comedy, and he was a singer for Riverboat Gamblers.
Okay.
And he's in a new band called Dracula's.
Right on.
If you're right down the street, you should go see them. February 20th, I will be flying back that day, so I cannot make it, but. Yeah, man, Alex's bar always gets the good shows that won't play L.A. because L.A. is too, like, of the moment, what's cool right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, Long Beach is the best, like, I don't know. I like Alex's bar a lot.
Yeah.
Good show, so. In good company down there.
Yeah, looking forward to it, man. We went and saw your friend's band down there a couple years ago. That's when we saw...
Yeah, we saw Boll Weevils. We saw...
But that's the night we saw a UFO being transported through downtown Long Beach.
I mean, you got the port right there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know if military bases have the capability. Let's get into stuff.
Sure.
We gotta talk about subjects.
Sure.
We've strayed from the path all of 2020 so far. Like if military, like when they are getting something created, like a weapon or something that's at a large scale, obviously they use train, rail a lot.
Yeah,
that's a big transport thing.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's by, if it's by boat, they don't have an obvious port. I don't know. I have no idea. So you have the port of Long Beach. So if something military was coming in there, that's, we saw a bunch of cops blocking off traffic, like a very fast parade. Late at night. And they were just rushing something through the city.
Something huge.
Yeah, something big on some trucks. And I'm assuming it was just something military that like, let's light it up. We got escorts, so let's just get through town.
Yeah.
So, there's no military base. Do they have, like, a dock?
That's a good question.
Well, there's naval bases.
Well,
naval bases are on the sea.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course they must have something like that.
Yeah. And Seal Beach is close by there, too.
But you see the giant cranes and everything, like mm-hmm. the naval base, that they have docks and everything for the boats, but I guess mm-hmm. they got to have something like that.
Man, speaking of the cranes, I went over to San Pedro the other day.
Yeah?
You ever been to San Pedro?
It's right Pedro. Next to,
is it Pedro?
Yeah,
okay, sorry. San Pedro.
You just call it Pedro.
Okay. Oh, just Pedro.
Jonah Ray lived there. He would correct us.
Oh, okay. So don't even say the San, just Pedro.
I was over in Pedro.
Okay. Went over there.
Yeah, you don't want to fake like you know it and mm-hmm. then fuck it up.
Yeah.
But if you say I was in San Pedro, they'd be like, mm-hmm. all right, he's learning.
Close enough.
And then give him a couple months.
But to leave Long Beach to get to Pedro, you got to go through this tall
big bridge.
And then all the port stuff, just so much. Mm-hmm. All those cranes and all those, what do you call them?
Shipping containers.
That's the word I was looking for.
Well, that's.
But in Pedro, cute little downtown area. Like, look, one of those little old downtowns that looks like it's been there for 100 years.
Yeah.
Man.
You got Sunken City over there. Sunken City, I think that's off Palos Verdes. A community that fell into the sea. And you can kind of walk around the ruins of it.
Really?
People don't realize, like, you get mad. The same way, you get mad at trucks
mm-hmm.
on the highway. It's like, you don't realize all your stuff got to that store.
Oh, yeah.
From a truck and or a boat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Everything you have in front of you right now as a person, mm-hmm. as a human, wherever you are right now, got to you from a truck or a boat.
Mm-hmm.
And that's I've been reading the conspiracy theories on Reddit, which, by the way, whoever posted this UFO to the Boogie Monster Reddit, that is a balloon. I agree with whoever wrote on the comment that, like, that's a balloon. It's, this is the shit, when something, I don't know if you saw that. This
no.
Is, somebody put, like, oh, we got a UFO in El Paso. You do not at all. You have a fucking gender reveal balloon that is just This kind of shit kills me because I saw this thing shining and rotating nearby. Had to grab my phone, which was just about dead. Got some footage of it. My vision isn't good, especially with the sun glare on my phone screen. But I managed to get several shaky clips of it. Eventually, it went up and left on a straight path south as it changed directions. And this person has a whole watermark website of I see UFOs. You don't see shit if you got bad vision. Stop telling people you're seeing UFOs in the sky. Everything's a UFO if you got bad vision and you're just staring at the sun.
Yeah.
And this thing is just a shiny dot. I mean, you could go on the Boogie Monster Reddit. This shit. It's a fucking balloon.
Yeah.
It's not even moving. It's just floating.
Hmm.
I don't know why I got mad about that.
That's all right.
But a theory like, you want to cripple the nation?
Mm-hmm.
Undo the shipping.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was why, you know, like Hoffa had so much power as a teamster.
Yeah.
You want to cripple a place? Fuck with their shipping. Take out, you know, obviously that was a war method. Like, you take out train tracks.
Yeah.
You know, mess with supplies. But that's, I don't know.
There's a great documentary. I forgot the name. I think it's White Line Fever or some trucking cliche, but it's all about the trucking industry and mm-hmm. interviewing all these truckers and, you know, taking a lot of pride, as they should, just saying the exact
Lot
same thing.
Lizard licking on my fifth wheel. That's how they call their buttholes.
But, like, just guys in diners drinking coffee, like, you won't shut down this country? Trucking shuts down for 2 days, this country shut down.
Yeah.
And but, yeah, you never think about it, how much of our merchandise and everything that we own and operate, and it all comes through a truck or a boat.
Guys who choose to not shower at the gas station when they have the chance.
I love a truck stop gas shower. $10.
I never use a shower.
Oh, man. It's $10. It's like private little bathroom.
Yeah.
Got a shower, got a toilet, got a mirror, sink. It's great. Clean towels.
You ever thought about truck driving? In the midst of van life?
I have thought about, like, before comedy, I thought.
Like, we were talking about that.
Yeah. I mean, I think it'd be a good gig.
I was talking to a guy at my warehouse job, I was always kind of fascinated. They let me peek in their trucks and see the setup and everything.
Yeah. I used to work at a radio station with a guy who was a part-time truck driver. And about every week, he'd come in with, like, five cheesecakes or like whatever he was hauling, you know, whatever. I don't know if he was stealing them or like there was damage, but he would just always, he'd come in with like, hey, here's a crate of high C fruit punch and just all this random shit that he would get.
That was, I mean, I made the joke about how you'd freak out if you have to switch somebody with a real job, but dude's backing up trucks into loading docks in a city.
Dude.
Still is one of the most, to me.
Respect.
Seems like one of the most underestimated stressful situations. Like, oh, yeah, if I landed a jet fighter on an aircraft carrier. Okay, yeah, I'm not saying that. I'm a brain surgeon, sure.
Yeah.
But as far as just, wide open road, industrial parks that are designed for trucks to pull in and pull out. But like, oh, our factories in the middle of a city on a thoroughfare that you now have to, people in cars just have to be like, oh, I guess this thing's backing up in front of me.
Yeah. Deal with it.
Into
yeah.
a 12-foot wide space.
Yeah. Yeah. Cut those guys some slack. That is it's a tough gig.
Hey, everybody, faithful podcast listeners. My name is Kyle. I'm the host of Never Seen It. It is a podcast where I have comedians rewrite famous movies and TV shows they've never seen, and then we read those scripts in studio. So maybe someone's never seen Game of Thrones or someone's never seen Shawshank Redemption. They write a script of what they think that movie or TV show is, and we read it in studio. And then we play some fun games. My dad gets involved. It's a really good time. I think if you love movies, if you love TV shows, but maybe you're not caught up on everything that's ever been made in the entire history of the world, this podcast is for you. It's called Never Seen It. I think you're going to love it. You can find it on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, wherever you listen to podcasts. Check it out.
But, I want to talk about.
What do you want to talk about?
Subjects, man.
Yeah, you want to get into it?
We got to give these people what they came for.
That's true. Well, this week I wanted to do a part two, if you will, of last week's episode about the coronavirus. Because it's an ongoing thing, and it's getting worse. It's gotten a lot worse since we talked about it last week. Man, it's officially a pandemic now because it's spread into multiple continents. Three more cases of the coronavirus confirmed in the U.S. As of Sunday, all in California, by the way, bringing the total number of people in America with the disease to 11. So there's 11 cases in America now. This weekend also saw the first death outside of China. Somebody in the Philippines passed away from it. And as of this morning, over 17,000 confirmed cases, more than two dozen countries, most of them in China. This is all according to the World Health Organization. We're up to 361 deaths. I can't remember what I was talking about last week. I think last week we were like 20-something. So in the course of a week, it's like 10 times 10, 15 times it's multiplied. 361 deaths, all of them in China except for the one in the Philippines. U.S. officials, they declared a public health emergency last week, and as a result, foreign nationals, anybody who's traveled to China in the last 2 weeks and don't have immediate family members here, they're not allowed to come back.
They call
What joke are you trying to make?
Cubans that play baseball for Washington, D.C., the foreign nationals.
Oh, there you go. Probably there are Cubans, but more likely Dominicans.
I didn't want to go specific.
Yeah, that's all right.
You know what's funny is I was in Washington, D.C., and the hotels still have presidential suites. I'm like, come on. This house is over there. Anyway, this is okay.
It's getting worse, man.
But this is okay, just for perspective. From October 1st of last year to January 25th of this year, so last week, there have been at least 10,000 deaths from the flu.
Really?
That's the flu.
I didn't realize that.
And nobody freaks out over the flu.
Well, because even though that number is a lot higher than what's going on with the coronavirus, there are cures to the flu.
I thought somebody just invented a cure for coronavirus.
No, not yet. They think it's going to be a year. They're working on it, but they think it'll take a year to get a cure for that.
Well, let's do it. Okay, I'm going to go to the CDC if we want to trust these fuckers. Mm-hmm. here's current. Like, this is the thing. I saw a picture of Patton Oswalt. Mm-hmm. This is very funny. Celebrity to celebrity thing on Twitter, I guess. John Krasinski.
Mm-hmm.
Texted Patton Oswalt. He's like, hey, man, are you on this flight to L.A. dressed like a ninja right now? And then Patton showed a picture of him. He was wearing, like, some purple hood, but also a mask over his face because of the, like, not wanting to catch a cold. And he looked like a Street Fighter villain. And it's pretty funny. Like, hey, it just, another, he's like, I didn't know he was on the flight. And he just texted me, like, hey, man, are you on this flight? Dressed like a ninja? It's a funny exchange between funny people.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking about starting to wear a mask.
Yeah.
If I got to fly soon, you know, around town. All right, that's one thing. But here we go. Okay, there's currently no vaccine to prevent the coronavirus. Best way to prevent infection is to avoid being exposed to the virus.
Mm-hmm.
Gonna have to give up those Chinese buffets, Dave.
No way. I've always wondered, for years I've seen...
pretty common sense stuff. Wash your hands, don't touch your eyes, nose, and mouth with unwashed hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Stay home when you're sick. Cover your cough or sneeze with a tissue. Holy shit, cover your mouth when you cough. Just in general.
Yeah.
And close your mouth when you fucking chew.
Ugh.
I know that's like, I'm at the point where it's not just rude, it's like that thing where people are severely affected by it.
Mm-hmm.
But, oh, there's people I know where I think they wait to start chewing to talk.
Yeah.
Like, I have a thought, but hold on. I better put this food in my mouth and then tell you my thought. Fuck off.
Well, that leads me to the question, how contagious is this virus? And this is based on a New York Times article. They say the scale of an outbreak depends on how quickly and easily a virus is transmitted from person to person. While research has just begun, scientists have estimated that each person with a new coronavirus could infect somewhere between 1 and 3 people without effective containment measures. So everybody who has it can affect a couple of people around them. And that would make the virus as contagious as the SARS virus back in 2003. 774 people died from that. Respiratory viruses like these can travel.
Like, honestly, like less than 800 people.
Well, but
globally,
I think the scary part is, unfortunately, they caught that one in time. But we don't know when this is going to stop because there is no cure to it.
They'll get it.
Respiratory viruses, they can travel through the air.
800 people are going to die from a pelican today.
No, they're not.
Yeah,
from a pelican.
Pelican. I'm looking it up. Pelican death.
These respiratory viruses, they can travel through the air, enveloped in tiny droplets that are produced when a sick person breathes, talks, coughs, or sneezes. These droplets fall to the ground within a few feet. So, like, if somebody, you know, with this virus coughs or sneezes, it'll only travel a few feet, and that makes the virus harder to get than pathogens like measles and chickenpox and tuberculosis, which those can travel hundreds of feet through the air. That's crazy to think about. Somebody sneezes with a chickenpox, it can infect somebody, you know, 100 yards away.
Sorry, I got caught up in people dying from pelicans.
Oh, God. Get this, by the way. There's 195 Americans evacuated from Wuhan. Like we said last week, that's the epicenter of the outbreak there in China. 195 Americans were evacuated from there and brought back to America. They are currently under federal quarantine in Southern California. They're going to stay there until mid-February for a couple more weeks. So there's a military base somewhere in Southern California that these 195 people are just being held.
Yeah.
Like, that's, man, I don't know, something like viruses and military bases, like that just... That just really gets the imagination going.
Yeah, what are they? Immigrant children? Come on.
Oh, man. I still don't know what's going on with that. Are there still babies in cages?
Sure. Probably. We forgot about that. Other things are important.
Yeah. But yeah, right here in Southern California, there's 195 Americans being quarantined. By the way, the State Department has warned Americans to avoid all travel to China, blah, blah, blah. But get this. That quarantine. The government hasn't issued such a federal quarantine order in more than 50 years. It's the first time in 50 years that that many Americans are being quarantined. Yeah. That's crazy.
It's one of those things that it's you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. If you don't react aggressively enough, people will be like, how come you didn't take this seriously? And if you overreact, people are like, we really blew that one out of proportion.
Yeah.
And so part of me does have a little sympathy for people in a government, like whoever's going to make that call of like, all right, sorry, quarantine everybody. How dare you keep me this day? Like, I'm stuck here. I can't see my family. And then you find out, oh, just take two aspirin. It goes away. Mm-hmm. You didn't know this shit. But I think that's probably the correct thing to do.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's, you know, scarier. I think about the air travel, like the staff of an airplane, just on regular basis.
Yeah.
About just being like, oh, my job is in a tube full of fucking savages.
Even being on an airplane, I don't know if it's like a placebo effect or whatever, but like when I'm on an airplane, I just feel like, ugh, I feel like I'm getting sick right now.
Yeah, I follow that passenger shaming account on Instagram. Sometimes I think some shit they overreact about, like people standing up when the plane lands, even though you can't get off the plane, like they freak out about that. It's like people just want to stand up and sit and cooped in a tiny chair. Probably, you know, if they're sitting next to some smelly fucking weirdo or something, like, yeah, just let me stand up. Like, but they're like, wipe down, take cleansing wipes.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as you sit down, wipe down your tray, wipe down your screen. You got that screen that who knows what fucking goblin sticky child has been just pawing with whatever snot and shit on their hands. I mean, we both travel enough. Rachel and I got off a flight from somewhere and saw some kid just palming the ball, like hand down the pants on the back.
No. Oh, no.
Like pinchy fingers. Oh, like no. He was trying to pull a scarf out of his asshole. And the mom's right there. I'm like, take your kid in the bathroom. Yeah. The kid clearly has a fucking worm coming out. Handle your child. Like, this isn't even about raising them to be polite.
Yeah.
Do something to stop them from being infected with the thing. This kid's pulling bugs out of his hole. So, and you follow that stuff, and it's like, well, you can start to get paranoid. I used to, knock on wood, sorry about that, but thought I had a very strong immune system about, we'll get sick once a year. I've already been sick once this year, and I got my teeth out. Mm-hmm. Rachel got sick twice already. It's only February.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, I've noticed in the last, I probably noticed in the last 5 or 10 years, and it's odd that we're talking about this now, but this isn't a racial thing.
No.
But I've noticed.
But all Chinese people.
I have noticed when I travel to airports and stuff, and I never noticed it years ago, but like I said, the last 5 or 10 years, I noticed a lot of Asian people walking around with masks, even before this stuff.
Because they understand.
And I always thought, what do they know that we don't know? And then somebody told me that most of the time, it's they themselves are sick, and they're doing it for everybody else's benefit.
They understand.
Which, that's pretty considerate.
Yeah, and maybe that stems from being in overpopulated areas. And you're traveling by trains and buses a lot. Maybe that has to do with it. But somebody, I read this online. Somebody made this observation. He's like, why are they smart enough to wear, like, why are they? I can't say that. But why is part of the culture being like, oh, I don't want to spread disease, so I'll wear this mask. But anyway, here's, you know, 40 pounds of pork chops in the sun for all day.
Stacked manta rays.
Yeah. Why is that, like... The food code thing is not up to snuff. Like, the idea of transferring germs from person to person is aware, but in the food situation, if food storage isn't there, I'm like, that's obviously like a cultural thing. Maybe they don't realize the...
I was thinking about this, too, the other day. Antibacterial soap. What good is soap if it's not antibacterial? What's the point of soap if it's not going to kill germs? Just to get goop off your hands?
I'm sure that was a marketing thing.
Yeah. But like
Dial got it and then trademarked it right away.
But like old school soap, like if you just wash your hands with, you know, I don't know, lava soap or whatever, yeah, that's going to get the grease off. But like, is that doing anything for germs? Just rubbing scented goop on your hands and then hot water? I feel like if it's not the antibacterial stuff, what's the point? That doesn't make any sense.
I think it's probably the same shit. Yeah. I remember Dial was like a yellow antibacterial soap.
So 11 cases have been confirmed in the U.S., like I said, including a 35-year-old dude from Washington State and a couple in their 60s in Chicago. That's not Pat and Deb, is it? They're in their 70s now, right? Okay, so that can't be them.
They ain't going anywhere near.
Six people in California.
They don't even go to the Chinese buffet anymore.
Do they not?
They used to love it, and then they don't. I don't know.
What's their reason for not doing that?
I don't know. They just fell into a groove of like the three places they'll eat.
Oh, okay. I like a good Chinese buffet. Every now and then there's weird shit on there, though. I told you about that.
Good. I like throw something for your own pleasure on there. Scare the fucking honkies coming in.
Yeah. The imitation crab meat with cheese. That's a popular item.
I don't think that's something.
It's
for
just,
them.
Just
I think that's
baked
them,
cheese.
I think that's them guessing.
Yeah. Hey, every now and then you'll see fish sticks. You'll see a real shitty frozen pizza.
Yeah, I'm trying a little something for everybody. I thought more culturally, like, here's a weird one we made for ourselves. But yeah. We got some leftovers.
Yeah. You'll see, like a raw oyster with mayonnaise on it. Mayonnaise scallops. Just making up some weird shit.
I don't know what Chinese buffet you're going to.
I go to them all.
I have not seen a health inspector in a while.
Speaking of buffet, you want to join us today?
You want to go the day after the health inspector shows up.
Yeah.
That's when they're doing everything right, and then the next day, like, he's not coming back for a minute. Let's get weird.
Yeah.
Let's get creative.
Ugh.
Which Indian buffet are you going to?
It's called India's Restaurant. Very creative name. It's one on Fountain. Yeah, Singer and I are going today.
Oh, I know
come.
That one. I got to think at 12:45. Antibacterial soaps are no more effective than regular soap and water for killing disease-causing germs, according to the CDC. Regular soap tends to be less expensive than antibacterial soap and hand sanitizers. Regular soap won't kill healthy bacteria on the skin's surface.
Hmm. Okay.
Use plain soap.
Yeah. Well, now I get it. Oh, man, speaking of which, the new place, not water pressure... You could wash a fucking elephant in my shower. Water pressure's through the roof.
That's more of a testament to the size of the shower. The pressure.
And the heat, so hot. I scalded my balls yesterday because I was doing the whole, I won't get into it again.
You just did. You got into it.
But a little too, so hot. So hot.
Well.
Got a great shower now. Oh, it's awesome.
R.I.P. Andy Ritchie. He had a great joke about it. He's like, I like water pressure. But not fighting the cops during the civil rights movement.
Oh,
like,
man.
Wait, that's good water pressure. Like, yeah, not every day.
Yeah. It's like Silkwood.
Yeah. Oh, God. A Silkwood reference. Is that, boy, that's
a rough movie.
That's was like the nuclear stuff.
Yeah. And they're grabbing people and throwing them in showers and scrubbing them down until they bleed. How long does it take to show symptoms of the coronavirus? I'm sure that's what you were asking. 2 to 14 days, somewhere between two. I love it when that, like, either this or seven times that amount.
Well, I guess like not. Well, you got a thing that everybody wants information about.
Yeah,
and you have to tell them something. So here's the spread we're working with.
The time it takes for symptoms to appear after a person is infected can be vital for prevention and control. Known as the incubation period, this time can allow health officials to quarantine and observe people who may have been exposed to the virus. But if the incubation period is too long or too short, these measures may be difficult to implement. So, yeah, between 2 and 14 days. So you could catch that bastard and not even show symptoms for 2 weeks. That's also why it's...
we might all have it right now.
Uh-huh. Yeah, man. What else did I want to talk about as far as this?
You going to start wearing a mask?
I don't know. Probably. especially like in airports. Why not?
That's what I'm wondering. Yeah, do I have to get a thing now? Patton actually linked to his like the scarf that he was using. He's like, "Is it good for hiking and dust?" I bought one when I went to China. I bought a straight up just air filter mask because I thought I could use it out here if there was if the air quality is real bad and I still wanted to do bike rides.
Uh huh.
And of course, I bought it for China. And then the one day where I just found myself, I walked like 9 miles around Beijing. I didn't have it with me.
Mm-hmm.
And that was that. I laid in bed. I'm like,
did you notice anything different?
I was coughing like I back in my smoking days.
Oh, wow.
Like it was gnarly. Like very, very, not like a little, oh, my throat's bothered. Like just, just going for it. Like, jeez. Oh, yeah, I felt like I smoked a pack of cigarettes that day.
There's actually an issue right now with people hoarding masks in America. Like certain people are just like buying up all the masks. So that's that could be an issue.
Where's that? Where's the? Because I wonder, is that like a reactionary article? Like ooh, you'll read this because boy, you want to hate humanity, or is that really an indicative of how society will react when shit goes down? Like where do you fall? Just purely of like feeling wise about. This human species.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when it goes down, do you think it's going to be compassion for people or you think it's going to be an every man for himself type thing?
That's hard to say.
Or do you think the new law and order will be laid down by those with the firearms?
Well, I don't know.
Telling the hippies how it's going to be.
Well, I was reading...
For good or for worse. Not saying it's bad, but yeah. Be like, listen, everybody settle down.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever's got the most guns gets to be like, all right, I'm in charge, and I'm gonna do nice things, but I need to have guns to stop everybody from overreacting and being panicky.
Yeah. Well, I was reading an article today about how China's dealing with this and some of the surrounding countries. Russia is shutting down the train. You know, Russia and China share like 2,600 miles of border. I didn't realize that, but yeah, just huge border.
Oh, yeah.
But there's a lot of the neighboring countries and stuff, Russia, North Korea. But anyway, my point is China, some officials are talking about how don't discriminate against Chinese travelers and stuff. But like, and talking about being discriminating and being prejudiced against people from China because of this. But like, this isn't like traditional prejudice. This is, hey, nothing against you personally, person from China, but because this is happening in your country, we don't want you in our country right now until this, like, just people can't see the difference between, like, traditional prejudice and, like, preventative measures. But, like, a lot of people in China are getting sensitive, like, ooh, like, don't discriminate against us. Like,
who's saying that? The fucking just, Muslims they got in concentration camps?
I don't know. But there's a lot of stories about just how, be sure to treat Chinese people, you know. But it's like, hey, nothing against you or your heritage. I'm just saying I'm a little leery because of what's going on with
and
the virus.
Well, that was the whole thing about, like, at TSA where, like, you know, I'll be like, well, I'm getting fucking searched, but the guy with the turban and all that stuff, like, that's where terrorism's coming from. Like, a terrorism concept, a disease is an actual pandemic virus that's, we know it started here.
Yeah.
We have to.
Yeah, so, and you're from there, like some, so.
It's not like somebody in America just decided, like, oh, you know what? I also have coronavirus, too.
Yeah.
So I'm going to sympathize with people with coronavirus. I'm going to go sneezing on the vegetables.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, yeah, I don't know. Hey, man, who would have thought we'd all get a disease before this climate killed us and political unrest destroyed us?
If it ain't one thing, it's another.
I really like this race to see what can end the human species.
Yeah, there's a lot of contenders.
What are the Vegas odds? Yeah, what are the Vegas odds on civil unrest?
Mm-hmm. Pandemic.
Pandemic.
Meteor.
Climate change.
Climate change. Nuclear bomb.
Yeah, well, that's civil unrest. Yeah. Nuclear missile. Man, what a showdown! What a yeehaw end of times.
After the SARS outbreak in 2003, it took researchers about 20 months to get a vaccine ready for human trials. This vaccine was never needed because the disease was eventually contained. And the Zika outbreak in 2015, researchers had brought the vaccine development timeline down to 6 months. So, but yeah, they're saying with this one, it's going to take about a year.
Man,
well,
that's scary. Like, what if this just keeps growing? Like, I mean, last week, in a week's time, we went from 20-something to now, what did I say, 300-and-something? Just in a week. And, yeah, I get your point about more people are dying from other real common things that nobody worries about. But I think the reason this is scary is because there's no vaccine, no cure. That is concerning.
They'll get one. They'll get there.
Hmm.
I don't know, man. Just give me something quick.
Yeah.
Give me nuclear war. Yeah. But like I live in a city that gets hit.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Okay.
Think about it. You live here. Well, that won't work. Because nuclear missiles pretty quick. We wouldn't have enough time. Give me something that causes people to evacuate. Then you got nothing but prime real estate in the Hollywood Hills that's been abandoned.
Mm-hmm.
Get a nice hillside, infinity pool. I don't know. Those people are fucked, man. People up in the hills.
How so? Because it's hard to get out.
You live on a hill, but it's not a castle. It's not a walled fortress.
Yeah.
You live literally above all the poor people around you, mm-hmm. and shit goes down. You got no way out of there.
Yeah.
You got limited routes. You get one car accident on one of those roads, and you got to go 3 miles the other way to get out. Let alone without any kind of GPS, you're not going to know your way out of those fucking hills.
No. Man, we haven't spoken since the Kobe thing happened. But I was watching a thing about that the other day about, and this is kind of morbid, but they think, you know, like I guess in a traditional plane crash, there's some build up to it. Like, oh, we lost an engine. And, you know, for the next 30 seconds, 90 seconds, whatever, however long it takes to descend and crash. But they think that this poor helicopter may have just, because it was all the fog, there was a lot of fog in the area. They think that everything was just fine, and then boom, they ran into the side of a mountain.
That's better.
Yeah. So I'm saying, like, as terrible as that was, not a bad way to go. There was no panic. There was no, oh, we're going down. If what they're saying is correct, if what they're speculating is correct, they were just cruising along. I mean, they were dealing with the fog, and they were having trouble with that, but there was no, like, oh, shit, we're going down. It just, bam, just they ran into the side of a mountain.
I mean, that's what you hope for.
Yeah. Yeah. I was I'm trying to think. Man, I wouldn't mind getting hit by a train. That wouldn't suck.
Yeah, it would.
No, you're dead.
No, you got to be You got to be stupid to get hit by a train.
That's true.
That's why. You want to go out, you got hit by a train. People, first thing, well, he's dumb.
I just mean the sheer impact of just boom, you're dead.
They get hit by a car. People get hit by cars. Mm. You get hit by a train, you fucked up.
Yeah, you get hit by a car, you could live. Nobody's living from getting hit by a train.
You get hit by a fast car. Yeah. And then you still... You can blame the driver. If you get hit by a car, you get to blame the driver. You get hit by a train, but he's like, that guy fucking got hit by a train.
Yeah. Hmm. How would I like to die?
You get hit by a plane that's crashing. Now, that's legend.
A plane crashes into
a
train.
You get hit by a boat.
Mm-hmm.
Messy.
I wouldn't want to drown. That would suck.
I wonder, now we're going into the, you know, fascination. Like, I wonder what the body goes through.
Mm-hmm.
That, like, gives you a sense of calm before the final moments.
That's a great question.
You know, the body has these defense mechanisms. Like, shock is a defense mechanism. Mm-hmm. And so that's why I wonder if drowning, like, if you get to a point where the panic gets overrided by the, was it oxytocin or whatever, the chemical releases, or whatever they say, the thing when you do DMT.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what, that basically you're simulating death. Like, you're releasing the idea of what, like, here's the bliss.
Oh, is that what that?
That's what I've heard. It's like, this is what, this is the, what will override your system at the end.
Mm-hmm.
But how do you know? I mean, I guess if you study someone who is dying in the very final moments, and you can see what kind of brain activity and what happens and what chemicals are generated. But Yeah, I would think the human body has a little, you know, hidden scene after the credits.
I tell you about the time I thought I was about to die when I fell off a lawnmower.
Oh, yeah.
I fell backwards off a cliff, about a 15-foot drop.
Yeah.
And as I was falling, like, everything slowed down, and I literally thought, like, there was this weird calm because I was like, oh, I'm surely about to die. Because not only did I fall backwards off the mower was chasing me down, and I saw the mower in front of me.
Riding mower, I'm assuming.
Big, giant riding mower.
Blade still going?
Yeah, blade going.
Oh, man.
And it was falling towards me, and I was like, well, if I don't break my neck hitting the ground, this fucking thing is going to crush me. But there was just this weird calm. It was like, well, this is how it ends. I remember thinking, oh, shit, this is how it ends.
Pretty on brand.
Way to go, Dave. He died from a lawnmower.
How, Dave, how the night DJ die? Fucking riding mower. John Deere bucked up on him.
I don't know what that was in my brain, that sense of calm. You know, because I've had other, you know, not near-death experiences, but I've had other things like that where it was a lot more panicky and, you know, the adrenaline. But this was just like, oh, well. I just remember thinking, like, after the fact, I was surprised at how calm everything felt. Because I was just convinced, like, oh, shit, this is not going to be good.
Yeah, my mom had a near-death experience. We talked about that.
I forgot how. What happened?
She fell out of, like, a raft, like a whitewater raft. And then just imagine yourself floating down the river.
Right.
Which I've read other accounts, near-death accounts, and it's similar. Like, you ever have that, like, walking towards the light, but one's, like, floating down the river with tall grass on the side.
Mm-hmm. Damn, just like baby Moses.
I wonder if anybody's had a near-death experience and it was just the worst. And then their whole life, they're just sit terrified of death, like a short circuit.
My mom, you know, she fell off.
I almost died, and then it was just a Slipknot concert.
My mom broke her back falling off a motorcycle. I've talked about that when she's 21. Been in a wheelchair ever since. But, man, she is no fun to ride with in an automobile because she is so jumpy.
Yeah.
And you can't get mad at her because she's like, I'm sorry. She's still scarred all these years later. Like, she's just every little thing.
I didn't realize that, too. And, yeah, my mom was in, like, a rollover accident. Mm-hmm. And now sucks to drive with a car.
Like, I've snapped at her before. Like, because it's like, you've almost made me wreck by your overreaction.
I did the same thing.
But I get it. I'm like, I'm sorry, but geez, you got to try to calm that down a little.
Yeah, I got screamed at. I'm like, never scream at the person driving a car.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, okay, yeah. Again, a lesson in like, all right, you forget what other people have gone through in their lives to shape who they are now.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll be a little bit more sensitive. I'm buying fucking scarves right now.
Yeah.
You want one of these? It's a six-pack.
Sure.
I'll get you one. All right.
But, yeah, coronavirus still kicking, getting worse. Let's hope, I don't know, they say a year till the vaccine. Till then, I guess we just quarantine everybody and rub them down with Purell. I don't know. But shit like this is scary because it just creeps up on you. And there's, I mean, yeah, you can take, you know, preemptive measures, but it just seems, in reality, there's not a whole lot you can do.
Buying scarves.
But I'm just saying, you can't see it coming. Like, you know, you're at the grocery store and somebody coughs, you know, and next thing you know, you've got whatever they've got, and I don't know. And like I said earlier, the incubation period being up to 14 days, like, you could catch this thing and not even have symptoms for 2 weeks. That's scary. But, yeah, I don't know.
Well, wash your hands, everybody.
Yeah.
Cover your mouth and sneeze and cough.
Yes.
General grade school rules.
Mm-hmm.
Office rules about preventing disease. If you're sick, stay home.
Yeah. Yeah, what a time. What a time to have an office job or any type of job where you can call in.
What a time to have an office job or any type of job.
But like, you know, like we were talking last week when I had paid sick leave. Oh, I was sick quite a bit. Uh-huh. Hey, boss. But when I didn't, I was never sick because I need to get paid today. But like,
yeah, you know, well,
yeah, some sick leave. Blame
it on a higher up system that, mm-hmm. you know, oh shit, I'm can't afford to go get health care.
Yeah.
I can't afford to be better.
Yeah.
And not only because I can't afford to go to the doctor, I'm going to go to work and make other people who can't afford to get better get sick.
Yeah.
Let's look at those situations that cause these things to spread.
Yeah.
Because, oh, shit, I still don't understand that wouldn't be a thing to fight. Like, that's the thing people, I know, get political, whatever. But the fact that that's not something like, everybody should have access to health care. This and that. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Fuck you. Fuck yourself. That shouldn't be a thing that is agreed upon.
Yeah.
That everybody should be able to go and not be scared to, that they can't afford to take care of themselves.
Yeah.
You want to sit there and be afraid of why a disease is spreading, but be like, no, healthcare, privatized, universal healthcare is bullshit. Shut the fuck up if you want to know why diseases get spread. Because people have to go to work because they can't afford not to and can't afford to go to a doctor.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Speaking of not getting political, did you see Trump's tweet about the Super Bowl?
There's nothing surprising anymore.
You know what I'm talking about, though?
Yeah.
Come on, dude.
Listen,
come on, man.
An honest mistake for a common person. You're the goddamn president. You don't even have one person around you that you're going to be like, run something by so you don't look like a fucking idiot. And that's the troll life we live in, is people don't care anymore.
Yeah.
I'm not going to get upset about this moron. Great. I hope he gets coronavirus. I hope he does. I hope his stupid fucking face gets sneezed in by one of his other moron cronies. And I hope they all die. I hope everybody... And everybody that fucking fucked up this trial. What am I talking about? I don't give a shit. Whatever.
That's the other thing. Like, just the principle of that situation. Nope. We can't have no witnesses. Uh-uh. Nope. Really?
Yeah. If you didn't do anything
really?
Wrong, why are you scared?
Like,
why not have witnesses?
What the fuck, man? No. Uh-uh. No witnesses.
I mean, I
well,
I,
all right then.
I'm gonna. I'll be honest. I can't offer anything because I checked out. I was like, what? This outcome is going to be whatever it is. And I'm not going to get all yeehaw. I'm not going to get all upset. Oh, Trump did something stupid. Why? That's not even news anymore.
Yeah.
He's not smart.
No.
The guy you like isn't smart. Like, forget about, he doesn't have class. Or he's like, okay, but you should still be smart.
Yeah.
And smart doesn't even mean knowing where Kansas City is in relation to the team. Smart means going, hey.
Let me check on that before I tweet this out.
Yeah, let me get somebody. I'm the president. Let me get somebody to go fact check this before I blurt it out to everybody.
Yeah.
That's what smart is.
Yeah.
He doesn't have that. We can all fuck up. If you ask me, hey, which Kansas City, where's the team in? I wouldn't know. Also, I wouldn't fucking tweet if I didn't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
But there's no argument. It's confirmation. But like, there's no argument you're going to say that's going to convince somebody to move away.
No, of course.
I go to one dude from high school's Facebook page, which is just Trump memes and everything. Yeah. And that's my comedy.
Yeah.
To see like, all right, what's the thermometer in this dipshit turkey? And it's this dude's page. It's this dude's page with just all these pro-Trump memes and everything. And all, like, you see, like, oh, there's a picture of my kids. And people are like, cute kids. And all that. And like, here's this meme. And then nobody replies to it. And it's always, like, something that's either, like, a fucking article that's a half decade old about terrorism.
Yeah.
Or some ultra ChristianTruth.net article. And it's just, just checking on that. I'm like, that's who the president is for.
You're right. You can't. Well, here's a question. Like, you can't. What am I trying to say? Like, if anything he did or does would change somebody's opinion of him, it would have already been done a million times
over.
No,
if you're in, you're in. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's not like.
What does he have to do for. Like I've said before, I get it if you voted for him over Hillary because you thought Hillary's tactics were going to make you lose your farm. I get that.
Yeah.
But 3 years later, you're still like, fuck yeah, he rules. Like,
yeah, there are people.
You can't admit that he's fucked some stuff up.
And but then on that side, but admit, like, go into like my own confirmation bias. You could sit there and get caught in an echo chamber where you just want to read all the anti-Trump news that you want to. But how often do you go and try and read some unbiased, positive stuff about it? How many people are truly doing that? I mean,
true.
If you want to make a good argument, learn about the actual facts of the other side you're arguing. Don't just sit here. And you're like, oh, Trump fucked up. Like, yeah, okay, that's he's stupid. We got that. We know that already.
Yeah.
Find out, like, what is somebody who still supports Trump? What are the things that you do honestly believe are better about it? And people always like, yeah, the job market's better. Like, more people have jobs. Well, it's like, okay, are they good jobs? Are they... You know, you don't want to. Is it more people have jobs, or does one person have three jobs because nobody wants to raise the minimum wage?
Yeah.
In accordance to inflation everywhere else,
mm-hmm.
You know, more jobs are created, but are more again, more people having those jobs, or more people having multiple jobs?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's easy to just get blustered about sound bites on the news. Like, I won't click on anything from the Huffington Post. The same way I won't click on anything from Fox News.
Yeah.
That's, you're giving me the side you want me to hear.
Yeah.
I don't click on shit from CNN. I'll go to like, I go on the Reddit news articles, and then it does. It winds up, you get caught in an echo chamber of in your confirmation bias. I'm only going to read the things that support my argument.
Yeah.
So I urge everybody. And then you know what? If you are right, your side will only be upheld even more, but with facts.
Mm-hmm.
Not just clickbait headline shit.
Yeah.
Or maybe you learn a thing and we could all calm down about the screaming and yelling and have like, oh yeah, no, let me have a reasonable conversation with somebody and try and convince them through logic. What am I talking about? I just said they should all die. I just said he should get coronavirus. I'm a fucking idiot. I'm a hypocrite. Anyway...
All right, let's put a bow on this shit sandwich.
You got any new jokes? You write any new jokes this week?
Did I write any new jokes?
Yeah.
I did. I got a couple. Well, I'm not going to tell them to you now.
Why not? I was writing. I wrote a joke about. I was trying to make a joke about. I forget where it was about how like it's only humane to spay and neuter your pets, but if you declaw your cat, you're a fucking monster.
Yeah, they need those claws.
Yeah, but not. Keep the claws. Get rid of the balls.
Yeah.
I was trying to think of, like, I'll reclaw your cat.
Reclaw your cat.
I love animals so much. I'll put whatever you want on the end of your cat's paws. I'll Swiss Army your cat.
Oh, that's pretty good. I wrote a thing about pets, too.
What'd you write?
About how it's real dumb, just how, you know.
I just talked about reclawing a cat.
Good pet owner picks up their pet's poo. A great one picks up their pee. I soak up the pee when I take Charlie for a walk.
Dab it with a sponge.
Yeah.
Honestly, to the fucking trash that lets their dog pee on my car every day.
Pee on your car? Yeah.
Yeah, I caught her one time.
That sucks.
And I'm pretty sure it's the same bitch. I was out there. I get that the car is parked on the street and the animals will pee on a thing. But I saw her just letting her. I'm like, very cool. Thank you. Very nice. She's like, well, it's just, it's outside. And she kept walking. I wanted to be like, cool, where's your car?
Yeah.
I'm going to go pee on
your car. No, that is not
okay. And it's not even just like, yeah, I get it's tires. They get dirty, but your dog pees on that, and then the next dog smells that pee, and now every dog pee. Like, look at a fucking corner in this neighborhood, and it is dead.
Yeah.
Any plant, it's all dead because every dog that walks by pisses in that spot.
Yeah.
Anyway, what am I? I'm just.
Speaking of jokes, I hosted over at the Irvine Improv Friday night for Rory Scovel.
Oh, yeah.
And I haven't. I was just going to do guest spots. he's like, hey, you live down there now. You want to do a guest spot? I was like, sure. And then something happened to the host. I forgot who it was, but they couldn't make it. So I stepped up and hosted. I haven't hosted in a long time. That is such a atrophied muscle.
Oh, yeah, like, walking out cold?
Walk completely cold. I forgot how difficult that is. Yeah. And then also, like, while I'm in my set, like, all right, boom, 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 here's my closer. Thank you very much. Now I got to remember the features credits, like just switching from material to.
You kind of see how an MC forgets somebody's name.
Yeah.
Because they're a new comedian. They're only worried about doing good, and then they forget the name of the person.
Yeah. But, just going out completely cold. That's it. Have you ever been down to the Irvine Improv?
I've been to the old one.
This new one. I don't know how big this huge. It's like 500 seats.
Irvine is just that mall.
Yeah.
For those of you who don't know, the Irvine Spectrum Center.
Yeah, that place is nuts.
That's the downtown, is a shopping
mall. Really? Yeah.
I mean, there's no city.
I don't know much about it, so yeah. But, man.
People base their life around that mall. That's what you do.
Ugh.
Orange County, baby. You live there.
Not anymore.
All right.
Long Beach, baby. What do you got? What do you got to plug? What are you doing?
Same shit.
You got shows to plug. Plug something.
Baltimore, Philly, Pittsburgh, Carrboro, Charlottesville, Asheville. Old Shane Torres will be with me.
Oh, way to go.
That starts the 13th.
Yeah, where are you playing in Carrboro? The Cat's Cradle?
I think so.
I've seen bands there.
Yeah, that's where I'm playing.
There's three beds there. Right on, man.
Come on out.
Go see your boy. I just announced some dates the other day. They're a long way away, but I will be hitting Milwaukee and Chicago and Detroit, all that coming up early spring. So I'll keep you posted on that.
What's early spring?
Early spring.
That's next month. March.
That's true. Yeah, March. So nothing in the immediate future. So.
Right.
All right, dude. Any other announcements we need to make? I can't remember. I think we're good.
Yeah, man, we're really.
All right, I got to go eat Indian food.
Putting this thing down for a slow landing.
All right.
No recipe? Indian food?
I made
go to the buffet.
I made pimento cheese last night. Oh, boy. So good.
That's just other cheese that you put shit in, right?
Yeah, I'll give you a real quick.
That's how I make
refresher. Grate off a pound, a nice block of sharp cheddar cheese, finely grated, a little mayo, a little cream cheese, a little smoked paprika, Cajun seasoning, salt and pepper, chopped up roasted red peppers, chopped up peppercini peppers, and take some of the...
You're going for the ASMR on those peppers.
Take the juice from the jar of peppercini peppers and throw that shit in there, too. And stir it all about, and you got you some nice pimento cheese. Put that shit on a damn pretzel chip or a club cracker. Oh, boy.
Put that shit on a damn pretzel chip.
You know what I'm talking about? Those little
my favorite Cardi B lyric.
You know what I'm talking about? Those thin pretzel chips?
Sure do.
Oh, boy. Perfect for pimento cheese.
I second that pimento cheese recipe. That's good shit.
Solid. It's a good time.
All right.
Holler at you boys.
The Boogie Monster.
Scorpions Audio. A podcast network.